This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. 8 international peacekeepers, including 6 Americans, were killed today when a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter crashed during a routine mission in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, according to Israeli and Egyptian officials. The multinational force and observers, a group that monitors the 1979 Israeli-Egyptian peace accord and owned the aircraft, reported that the 2 additional victims were French and Czech. The MFO declined to release the names of the dead pending the notification of their families. A 9th crew member, also an American, was badly injured in the crash and was subsequently airlifted to an Israeli hospital. Tension seems to be emerging between the current White House and the nation's military chiefs. Sagar Magani has this report from Associated Press.
America's top military officer is sending an unmistakable message amid turmoil at the Pentagon, where President Trump this week fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper and installed 3 loyalists to top jobs. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says the U.S. military is unique.
We do not take an oath to an individual,
but rather to the Constitution.
The moral North Star for all of us in uniform.
The president's Pentagon shakeup has raised fears about what may come next, and in the most extreme scenario, whether he may try to enlist military help to stay in power. Milley said yesterday the military exists not to be a political pawn, but to serve the Constitution and democracy itself.
Protect and defend that document, regardless of personal price.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Christmas this year looms largely for businesses, and the happiest time of the year brings no shortage of COVID-related challenges. FedEx Executive Vice President Bree Carrare says stores are pushing customers to buy early while expanding services like curbside pickup. This is VOA.